أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين فقضاهن سبع سماوات في يومين وأوحى في كل سماء أمرها وزينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وحفظا ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم صدق الله العظيم. The verses we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the creation of the earth and whatever is in this earth, the mountains and all the aqwat provisions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, all was done in 4 days. And the whole theme of this is that how can a person disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah tabarahu wa ta'ala is so majestic, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so powerful, Allah is such a great planner, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned all this, Allah is such a great creator, that Allah tabarahu wa ta'ala created all this. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the creation of the skies. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made istiwa. Istiwa in its literal meaning means to straighten. Some have stated here, it means Allah turned his attention towards the sky. The meaning is known best to Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everywhere all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is omnipotent. So what exactly Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala means here, we may understand the verbal meanings of these words, the literal meanings of these words, but the actual essence is known only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهِيَ دُخَانٌ, whilst it was smoke, and some have said that that was the substance from which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the skies. And after Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala created the skies, فَقَالَ لَهَا وَلِلْأَرُضِ ائْتِيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the skies, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the earth, come willingly or unwillingly. Come willingly or unwillingly means submit to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you like it or whether you don't like it, you will have to submit. Everyone has to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we don't submit to the commandments of Allah, we have to give in to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot escape the decrees of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had addressed the skies and the earth. And most of the ulama have stated that this is not metaphorical. It is in its literal sense. It actually happened because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all creation a sense of recognition, a sense of understanding the speech and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the response was, قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ, both of them, the skies and the earth, both replied that we will come طائعين, willingly. In other words, we will submit totally and freely to whatever your command is, O Allah. Some commentators have narrated that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded, come, then the earth responded first, and the place where the Baytullah is today, the response had begun from there, and the sky directly above it is the Baytul Ma'mur. From there, the response had come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we submit willingly, freely. Some have also stated here in this submission was the total harmony between the skies and the earth, that between all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created so many different phenomena. The phenomena of evaporation that will take place, and then the condensation, and then the formation of clouds, and then saturation, and then the rains coming down. All that happens between the skies and the earth, and they exist and coexist in total harmony. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows you and I an important lesson, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us as human beings. Allah has created us as Muslims, as ummatis of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in many instances as family members, and we need to take heed and learn lessons from here, that we also need to live in total harmony, in total peace with each other, fulfilling the rights of each other. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the creation of the sky and this command of Allah Rabbul Izzat, فَقَضَاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah determined them into seven skies, and all of this فِي يَوْمَيْنِ, in 2 days that was completed. وَأَوْحَى فِي كُلِّ سَمَاءٍ أَمْرَهَا. Allah did not create this without any objective, without any need or in vain. But Allah says that He had revealed to each sky its command. This command is known only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as an example, the ulama have explained that on each sky they exist and they live the malaika, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given these skies or these malaika the commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished to have given them and delivered to them. وَزَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحِ. And we decorated and adorned the sama'ud dunya. Sama'ud dunya is the sky that is closest to the earth, the sky that we see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we adorned it بِمَصَابِيح, with lanterns. And these lanterns will refer to the stars and the different planets that become visible to man. They seem to be lamps. They seem to the onlooker to be stuck into the sky, but obviously the sky is far above all that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now explaining to us, as our eyes will see it, and that beautiful sky that we will see with the stars that are filled with it, that is all the doings and the works of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who can create besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created? Wa hifza. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to one commentary, Allah had secured it. Allah made it secure, that those stars, except the meteorites, besides that, they do not fall, the skies do not fall, all of it is totally secure. And according to one commentary, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses these stars to protect and to secure whatever hukam and command Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wish to deliver from the skies. That all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects from the shayateen, etc. ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that has been the determined ordainment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Aziz, who is Almighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the might, and Allah has the might and the power to create all this. And Al-Alim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most knowledgeable, all-knowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the full knowledge of how to create the substances that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used, and everything, as we can see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created perfectly, without any blemish, without any fault. Now all this, when a person looks at it, although the address is to the polytheist, the address is to those who have ascribed partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but for you and I who have brought iman in Allah, for you and I that make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these ayat and these reminders are supposed to fortify our iman. It is supposed to strengthen our iman. It is supposed to make us reflect more and more about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the truth is that the more we reflect on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we will realize how weak we are, and that should create within us a total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will then realize our own inabilities, and of course then our yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also increase. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us exactly how Allah had created the earth, how Allah ta'ala created the skies, the hukam and the command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.